The Guardian.
It's been a month since a massive earthquake hit Sichuan province in China, wrecking infrastructure and killing nearly 70,000 people. For tens of thousands of Chinese who lost loved ones, life will never be the same again. But there are small signs of a return to normality for some, following a widely praised rescue operation by the Chinese government. And some say that effort, as well as public reaction to other events in China this year, has united the country behind the government. I talked to our China correspondent, Jonathan Watts, who has been to the stricken region to see what progress has been made.
The situation at the moment is that we have 5 million people homeless in the earthquake area. We have almost 70,000 confirmed dead and more than 10,000 others still missing. And a huge reconstruction effort is underway, but there are, you know, still dangers. A huge lake that was formed by the earthquake when the earthquake created a landslide. That lake remains unstable. The water level continues to rise despite a huge effort to build a drainage channel. The focus here is very much on whether that lake will burst its banks. 250,000 people have been moved downstream.
Now, Jonathan, you've been visiting the area to see how earthquake victims are living now. Tell us what you saw.
I returned to the earthquake zone almost a month since the quake struck. Things had changed immensely since my last time there about 2.5 weeks ago. Most noticeable was that people are making a huge effort to rebuild their lives, and they're being helped by volunteers, by soldiers, and by a huge team of construction workers who have come to the area from around the country. I went to Beichuan, one of the worst affected areas, where huge tent cities have been set up, and I also went to Mianzhu, one of the places where thousands and thousands of prefab huts are now being erected. And I also went back to Mianyang, which used to be the biggest refugee camp at the gymnasium there. There was a huge improvement there. What you started to see was more than half of the people who were there before have been moved out. So the pressure of crowding has eased. There were people, volunteers who'd come to offer haircuts. People were being shaved for the first time, they said, since the earthquake. And someone had donated some table tennis tables. So the children were having a game of ping pong and seemed to be enjoying themselves. And if anything, I would say that the big difference is, although many people are still in mourning, although many people are still suffering, there were at this time some smiles and some laughter. And people really did seem to be sort of looking forward rather than just backwards at the disaster.
The Chinese government has been widely praised for the way it handled the rescue effort. Has it, in a sense, not to sound too cynical, but has it been a welcome opportunity for the government after a couple of much less positive stories out of China earlier this year?
I think there is definitely an element of that, and that the earthquake is actually one of three immense events that have really affected the psychology of China this year and also affected China's relationships with the outside world. The Tibet unrest and the way it was covered and the criticism that followed of the foreign media in China really made people feel more sort of defensive about their country. Then the torch relay really strengthened that. And then with the earthquake, we have seen everybody rally round to support their countrymen. And I think it's fair to say, you know, China has not been this united in a very, very long time. But as it sort of unites internally, there's definitely a very strong sense of nationalism that is growing. That looks very likely to be the sort of legacy of these first 6 months of the year, and one that we're likely to see with a great deal of passion at the Olympics in August.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.